Dr. Phil.
Love Line, coast to coast.
Hey, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's my good partner, pal over there, Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And let me tell you something. This Dr. Drew, he don't show up here night after night to grab a check and laugh all the way in the bank. He is interested. Man, is he interested in the human condition. It is a passion of his. Some people like building ships and bottles. Other people collect butterflies. Drew, he likes the human condition.
That's right.
He studies it.
I think about it.
Yeah.
He's just a dick.
No. Which one was he referring to?
I have no idea. I think the human condition is a dick. Drew is a truly a passionate man.
Are we going back to that again?
I enjoy a little nipple fluff. That's why we make a
perfect
good
couple,
team. Yes. Who's very passionate. Mm-hmm. Very passionate man. Jennifer?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
I just got my tongue pierced 2 days ago, and it's just like this morning when I got up, it's like swollen like all around it, and it's like the size of a dom, and it's hard.
A dom?
Huh?
A dom?
No, dying.
A dime.
The area where you got pierced is the size of a dime.
Yeah, like it's all around it, yeah.
The swollen area. Does it hurt?
It's like...
Is there any drainage from it? Any drainage from it?
I mean, is it leaking pus?
A little, but that's, I mean...
Did you do what you were supposed to do with the aftercare of the piercing?
Yeah, Listerine, I mean...
I would suggest you first call the place that does the piercings, because they're pretty knowledgeable about the aftercare of these things, but a doctor needs to take a look at this. These things can get hematomas, they can get infected. I've seen some nasty tongue problems.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? You're putting a spear through a body part? What do you think?
Hey, where do you chicks get the huevos, by the way? You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, I can't go to the dentist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't get shot up with Novocaine, get the laughing gas, and just get the teeth clean. It's too... I cringe when I think about it.
The tongue piercings that I've seen, the thing that got me the most is this...
The sound.
The sound.
Yes.
It's scurrilous. Like...
Yeah, I've got another one at the tip of my tongue.
Oh, two piercings.
Baby, what happened to you? What's up with you? Where's Daddy? What'd somebody do to you?
What did somebody do to
someone
me?
Someone did something. What'd they do?
What's your dad doing?
What'd your dad do to you?
Just the normal.
Usual
alcohol,
usual
sexual abuse.
Yeah. What's my dad doing in Israel?
You got sexual abuse?
Yeah.
And physical abuse.
By your dad?
Yeah.
Jennifer, let me just reassure you.
You're gonna need a third piercing, baby.
Oh,
she's gone.
I'm going this weekend to get my nipple pierced. So.
Keep it going. Keep going till you look like a sieve.
Speaking of my spending time.
Hey, it'll make it all better.
My time obsessing about the human condition, and you obsessing about cars. Hang on. But obsessing about the human condition is the fact that people that are fans of piercing want to conceptualize it as some sort of rite of passage. It's a regaining control of something.
Yeah.
I want to see evidence that it actually does something.
It does.
What does it do?
It's good for oral sex.
No, you got the same effed up problems you had before. Somebody stuck a hand over your...
No, keep going. Keep going. Keep putting holes in yourself, Jennifer, and make it all better. What did your dad do to you? What kind of sexual abuse?
Just a little. It's not just my dad, but I've had a whole lot of family members. So sorry.
Where are you from? Aloha. I want to know where she's from.
Yeah, no, Anderson. Well, actually, I instated a policy which I had no intention of backing up, which was I'm going to hang up on people that use the S word or the F word, except for myself. And
I'm sorry.
All right, now listen, everything's a mess. But how about you get a little therapy and stop punching holes in yourself?
Where are you from?
I'm from Georgia.
Georgia.
All right,
they're doing Georgia.
All right,
mental note,
Jennifer. I hope I'll see your dad in hell. Is he dead yet? Is he dead yet?
No, not yet.
Where is he?
He's in jail.
Right on.
Good, good. Hey, listen, don't have any kids.
Hey, by the way, and mention to some of his jailmates, his prison mates, just what he did to you.
Yeah,
he just... payback.
What do you think? She brings a bullhorn to visiting day?
You know what I mean? She can pass a little,
hey. How do you pass that along? Hey, is this on? You know, I'd love to use the reverb in this place, but it hasn't worked for 3 years. I always want to use this thing. There's a button here that says reverb that you can push that makes it sound like you're speaking to an auditorium that I would use 3 or 4 times a night, except for it doesn't work because we're at Westwood 2. But what do you want to do? Deliver a message to the inmates?
Yeah.
Which I would do via the microphone if the goddamn reverb worked in this dump. Aaron?
Yeah?
You're 18. What's up?
Well, I was dating a married man, and I slept with him tonight, and now I feel really stupid and really used, and I don't know what to do. His wife kept calling. And it was really bad.
His wife kept calling while he was on top of you?
No, like, we were sitting in the car, and then all of a sudden the phone rang, and he talked to her, and she told him this and that, and then they'd say, I love you, and, like, I felt like crap. And then we did it, and then all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, she calls again, and it was bad.
Did she sense something was going on?
Well, she sensed something was going on. He cheats on her all the time, and it's really bad, and she cheats on him, and it's, I don't know.
Nice.
Do they have kids?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did
your dad do this?
My dad? Oh, my dad cheats on, pretty much all of his wives.
Hey, first of all,
you're jovial. I like that.
First of all,
when he's not raping, he's cheating.
Did you see how she responds? Like,
he used to come in my room when I was 9. He'd be drunk. He'd rape me.
But her thing was, this is another one of the corollaries to your batting cage which was, did your dad cheat like this too? My dad? Yeah, everybody.
He banged my mom's sister a couple of times.
My dad just, I don't know what's wrong with my dad. He never did anything to me. My stepbrother.
Yeah, but the point is, Aaron, your stepbrother.
Stepbrother.
But Aaron, see you're recreating this whole thing.
All right.
You're recreating it.
Okay, listen, I'm not here to stop anyone from anything anymore. I realize I can't do that. Just don't get pregnant. Please don't get pregnant.
What did I do, though? Because now, he comes into my work, every day.
He wants sex. That's all he cares about.
Maybe he just wants a Gordita.
Well, what do you think he wants, a Gordita Supreme?
Well, I don't know. I've known him for about 3 years.
What do you think he's interested in? He doesn't care about you.
He's a horn dog.
Yeah, does that make you feel good about
how he... No, it makes me feel like...
Okay. Oh, man. Well, that's nice. But look...
What is it, debutante night?
It's finishing school only.
Holy Christ, stop cussing in the goddamn radio. People are driving me insane. Listen, I'm using reverse psychology. All you girls that were crapped on by your dad and raped by your stepbrother, go ahead. Just poke holes in yourself until you look like an American naval vessel docked outside of some foreign country.
Nice.
And just hump every married guy in town and just keep doing it. Anything to feel better. Just keep it going. Keep it going. Keep poking holes in yourself and letting married men poke holes in you. Anything to stop the pain. Just keep it going, everybody. You're all going to be dead one day, and it's important to feel good up until that point. Kyle?
Yeah, hi.
You're 13?
Yeah.
What's up?
First, I'd like to say, Adam, I heard Israel.
Thank you.
And Drew, I love your website.
Thank you.
I think it's very great. Well, when I've been masturbating for about a year and a half now, since I was about, I'd say, 11. And,
Hold on. Did something come out of you at 11?
Clear.
When did it start feeling like an orgasm?
I bought, this back massager, and I've been using that. I used to use that, but now my hand's my best friend.
Yeah. You know all this.
You gave it to your best friend.
You know all this 12-year-olds with the lumbar problems, Drew?
I was going to say, what do the parents think? Oh, my low back. My lumbago.
Yeah, it's lumbago. His sciatica's acting up. He's on his third one. We're 9 months into the year.
Yeah, I had my...
All right, so...
my laminectomy last week.
You all right?
Oh, yeah.
So... Your folks ever see that thing, melting, sitting in the corner? They don't get suspicious?
I had it, behind my bed, under my bed all the time.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Because that's an admission of guilt. I mean, if they do find it, that's guilt.
I've been looking at porno probably since I was 6, too.
Uh-oh. Right. How'd you get your hands on that?
I don't know, Cinemax.
Oof.
Yeah, we had on TV.
Mental note.
Nothing. All right, so, Kyle, what do you want?
Every time I masturbate, some blood comes out. And it's just recently happened about a month ago.
You got to talk to your doctor about this. It needs to be checked. It's probably nothing. It's relatively common, but this is awfully persistent to have this problem. Do you have any blood when you urinate at all?
No.
Any pain at any point?
Oh, in my testicles there is.
Well,
there's pain?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. You got to let somebody take a look. How many times a day are you masturbating?
Once or twice.
All right, you got it. Your doctor must see this, okay?
Yeah, let me tell you about once or twice. Put a zero behind that one or that
two.
I'm
afraid so.
Hey, Kyle using a vibrator every time?
He gave it to his best friend.
I started back up on it a little while ago.
Sure.
Not like all the time, but if I'm lazy, I'll do it.
Right. You have a hard time explaining to your parents when you're going camping why you need to bring the generator? Yeah. Lent it to his friend. Drew, you weren't into that, were you?
No. Are you kidding?
Cheap thrills.
You didn't talk about masturbation in 1972.
Really?
No.
Jeez, my buddy. Well, you know my buddies. I was forced to masturbate. They were.
And talk about it.
They're so upset that I wasn't. Dan?
Yes.
You're 24.
Yeah, I have a, like on my left testicle, it feels like there's like extra pipes and stuff in there.
That can be veins, dilated veins, and it can be just the tubular system there. Usually it's veins that you feel. It feels like a bag of worms, kind of.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually veins.
Well, what are you going to do? What should he do?
Probably nothing. Is it painful or swollen?
No, it doesn't seem like it. And if anything, the one that has the extra veins feels a little bit smaller.
Yeah. Yeah, it might be worth having somebody take a look at a urologist just to make sure that things are healthy the way they should be. You don't want to risk your fertility. Sometimes the hydroceles and these hematoceles like this can affect things.
All right, so who should he see?
Urologist.
No, you already said that, right?
Yep.
All right, Dan, go see the urologist.
Okay.
All right.
Probably no big deal.
Should you see a urologist at a certain point?
No.
No?
Yeah, at the point at which you get prostate cancer.
I see. All right, so I should wait till I get the prostate cancer?
Then go see him.
Fantastic. We're talking about cars. My love of automobiles.
Yes. I want to see that.
All right, hold on a second. I brought a brochure in tonight, but I was looking through a car magazine tonight, one of these cars for sale magazines. Just kind of keep my eyes open, taking a look at what's out there. As I've talked about before, I always love when they list why they have to sell a car. Divorce, forces sale.
Oh, yeah.
New kid, wife. Always blaming it on the old lady, by the way. Guys do that all the time. It is either the divorce forces the sale of the sports car, or the wife is forcing him to sell it because they have a new kid and she's getting a minivan and he's got to do away with his beloved Porsche or BMW or whatever it is.
It's not that guys actually do this. It's that they heard those stories when they were 14 and thought they were glamorous.
Right.
And now are telling them to other retards.
But here's my point to anyone who's selling a vehicle out there. If you would like to sell your vehicle, that's fine with me.
Put a good price on it.
Go ahead, name the mileage, name the price, and sell the goddamn car. I don't need to know all the reasons behind the sale, especially the emotional ones. And I would like to be extended that same courtesy, by the way. The day that comes when I sell my car, I don't want to have to explain why I'm selling it. I'd like to sell it and get another car. Is that all right?
That's the reason I'm selling it.
Yes, yes. The great part is I don't want to sell it, but I have to sell it. And I was reading tonight, I started laughing out loud. I read all these ads, and, you know, like I said, moving, forces sale, divorce, force a wife, teenager, going to college, forces sale, you know, prostate surgery, forces sale, everything's like forces sale. Here's a great one. It says it's like a 99 BMW M5 Cosmos Black, gray two-tone interior, 7,000 miles. I hate myself for selling this car.
Only 40,000 over.
I swear to Christ it said I hate myself for selling this car. I wanted to call the guy and just find out how badly he felt about selling
it. Let's call him.
I wish I had it in there. I have it at home. I'm sure it's like in Roanoke or something.
You want an M5?
Yeah, but it's important for me that the person really hate themselves. And by the way, that's not a great selling point to me. The fact that you may kill yourself because I've taken your car away, it does not make me sleep well at night. I hate myself. Jimmy?
Yes?
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
I have two questions.
Uh-huh.
Number one is, see, I've, like, had sex, like, a few times before.
Yes.
And I haven't done it in a while. I'm just wondering if it's natural to feel, you know, like,
word it. Oh, my God.
Poor Anderson over there is trying to screen calls. He's doing double duty tonight. It's a good thing that Cherrier has wheels on it, Anderson, because he's sliding back and forth to the board, and he's bleeping out everyone who uses the S word and F word on this show. And so far, I think we're 3 for 4. And listen, I understand if you're in the middle of a tirade and it comes flying out, but saying you feel like S casually, or like last night when someone said, I was taking an S, that's kind of inexcusable, isn't it? Listen, all you idiots, you're calling a radio show. Close your eyes and think of the amount of times you've heard the F word on the radio. Is there a big zero popping up in that puny stone brain of yours? That's right. And you know why? Because we're not allowed to use that word. Tracy?
Hi.
You're 18. What's up?
I met this 16-year-old, and I'm 18, yeah, and I was just wondering how wrong it would be to, like, think about getting involved with him.
That's fine.
We don't have a problem with that.
Are you fat?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
All righty, then. It's fine.
Okay.
All right.
No, I just fine. He's not just 16, is he? He's, like, 16.
I don't know if he's, like, almost 17 or just, like...
No, he's fine.
Where'd you meet him?
Well, we both work at the mall.
I see. Where do you...
Like, yeah. Go over there and, like, always get free water from him.
Where do you work at the mall? Oh, free water. Wow. This guy's a high roller.
See the water fountain attendant?
He's in charge of the tap.
What?
He gives you free water.
What do you do there?
Well, actually, I don't...
By the way, how hard... hold on a second. How hard would you have laughed at the statement that he gives me free water 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Not laugh. You would have been bewildered.
What are you talking about? Free water.
Free water.
You got free water at home, don't you? Does everyone get free water?
You never paid for water.
My job, and I'm like...
What's your job?
I sell jewelry.
I see. Do you on one of those carts?
No.
Oh, sorry, baby. And where does he work? He works for the
Seattle's
DWP?
Best.
He works where?
Seattle's Best Coffee.
I see, and he gives you free water. Why don't you hit him up for some coffee?
Because I don't really like coffee.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason.
All right, Tracy.
Enjoy.
All right, bye.
Go right ahead. Have fun.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's no big deal. Uh-oh. I don't mind that. You all right with that, Drew?
I'm fine with that. Are you kidding?
Hey, I like it better than a 18-year-old guy with a 6-year-old
chick. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, man. She's going to kill him in the sack. John?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I have, like, red dots all around my penis and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All around. Now, I'm trying to picture what all around means.
Yeah, I picture a sort of halo going around his penis, like in the cartoons, when the guy gets clunked on the head with the anthole and the birds go around his head.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what you're talking about, John?
Huh?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Anyway, like, whenever I, like, try and pee and stuff, it hurts. It stings, like, real bad and stuff.
Yeah. Did you traumatize your penis? You know what I mean? Did you hurt it in some way?
No.
Because red dots usually means like some excess pressure was applied. Those are called petechiae, little purple dots.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
You're 18. You should have your battery shouldn't be this low at 18. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're like if you're like a toy that ran off of batteries, we get ready to throw you away. Can't you kick it up a notch?
Probably.
Okay. What's up with 18-year-olds? It basically sound like they got one foot in a grave now. You know what I'm saying?
It's a bad time.
Yeah, I got some...
Bad time.
It's like, you're on the radio, Dick. Let's get going. It's just, is it smoking a ton of weed or is being depressed or what is it?
Depressed, weed, abuse.
Hey, John? John?
Yeah?
Would you smoke a lot of weed?
Not so much.
Not so much?
Not too much every day?
Nah, maybe like once or twice a week.
Mm. Are you depressed?
Nah.
All right.
Are you asleep?
Not too much.
Ooh.
Okay, John. Hey, have a good life, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Have fun out there. John's the guy I get at the car rental counter, you know, in like 5 years.
When you're in a hurry, trying to get a plane?
Yeah. What's your name? Let me look. Is that K-O-R?
Was it? I'm not the electronics engineer.
I don't know. Listen, Jesus, I've had it with all of you. Jeff, you're 18.
Yeah, I have a long-time listener, first time calling, actually.
Great.
I was wondering, I have, like, long string of things in, like, ejaculation.
Your dick?
Wait, excuse me. What was that word again?
Ejaculation.
Ejaculation.
Yeah. All over the
place. I want to congratulate you for creating a very colorful...
Vivid picture?
No, a word that really appeals to the ear.
Yeah.
Ejaculation. Yeah.
Yep, it's as pleasing to the ear as it is to the palate.
Yeah. There's a fine bouquet to the word, in fact.
Yeah, it's a great word.
Ejaculation, did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Ejaculation. Stringy stuff.
Regular Will Rogers. So, that's the stringy stuff that comes out of the end of your penis?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, your
little poppers you get at parties, you know?
Your ejacula launcher?
Yes, sir.
I've never heard a penis called that, but like jizz launcher would be a good name for a penis. Wouldn't
it? Little toy soldier with that.
Write that down, Jeff. Yeah, it's stringy. What about that, Drew? What about consistency?
It can vary. It's normal to have a lot of variability, to have chunks, to have stringy, to have mucus. It's all good.
Yeah, I never thought about it too much. I don't question that.
Right.
I figure it's all good.
Don't coming question out the fact that at 20 after we take a break.
Really?
Let's do that.
Oh, Drew. That is good radio, brother. Yeah. That is a very smooth transition.
That's a segue. That's the...
All right, we will take ourselves a little break. I'm going to get a little coffee. Drew, we're going to kick it up a notch the next one. Get ready for the best damn 20 minutes of this show we've ever laid down.
Wow.
After this.
All right.
Yep, it is Love Line, kiddies. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Next week, we got... oh, man.
What?
Well, we got Rock the Vote. I don't know what that is.
You got Carrot Top.
And we got the fabulous Carrot Top.
Carrot
I know what Carrot Top is.
Ow!
Does Carrot Top have... What's up?
I had my nipple removed after I had it pierced a few years ago.
Got infected?
I had, got an epidural inclusion cyst.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
Yeah.
Big.
Well, I don't have a nipple anymore.
That's a big deal.
It's a big growth. It'll just start growing and growing. They got to take it out.
Ouch!
Well, it didn't keep growing.
I'd have my nipple removed, have it pierced, and then
put it back on.
Put it back on, yeah.
Well, some of these days, somebody's got to compile a, so not a compendium so much, but a study of all the side effects, the ill effects.
So you can make a coffee table book out of it and show it to your kids?
No, we do this in medicine all the time. I don't understand why we don't do it with this procedure. We do it every other procedure known to mankind. What are the adverse outcomes? What are the probabilities? Mm-hmm. This one, somehow, people are getting sliced up, and we just sit back and let it happen without informing people or helping them make decisions about whether or not they want to take these risks.
Did you really have your whole nipple removed, Nate?
Well, I have the brown spot, but I don't have the tip anymore.
That's fine. And listen,
Oh, I'm never going to do it again.
I mean, when people ask what happened, you tell them, nam.
Oh, yeah.
You don't tell them you had a hoop go bad.
Didn't we say a Rottweiler or something?
Alligator.
Alligator, yeah,
I was just wondering how often that kind of thing happens.
Well, that's my point. My point. We don't know. And I bet this complications and piercings I bet are fairly common.
All right. Hey, you have sensitivity in it, Nate?
Yeah, it hurts like hell.
Okay. Well, that's not a great thing, is it?
No. Well, I just got the stitches out.
Oh, I see.
Days ago.
All right, but do they say it'll be fine?
Well, that's what they say.
Because, I like a little nipple play.
Oh, well,
personally.
Not for me, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of the few gents secure enough with his masculinity to talk openly about a little nipple play. I don't mind that.
Yeah, it's not about masculinity or not. Mm-hmm. It's about being disgusting.
Why not? If it's an erogenous zone on a woman, why can't it be an erogenous zone on a man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
What if I had
not a woman.
If I had a clitoris, would it be all right to talk about liking it stimulated?
Disgusting!
Yeah, it would be okay.
Okay.
We can give you one of those.
Can you?
We can just shave down the peni.
Shave down?
Yeah. Well, I'll have to build it up a little bit in your case. Pack it down anyway.
Oh, I see. Garrett?
Oh, what? Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
Adam Carolla, you are my role model.
Thank you.
No, you have no idea. I worship you.
Really?
That's scary.
I swear.
Why do you worship me?
Oh, everybody says, when I was in sixth grade, everybody said, you are just like Adam Carolla. And so that's how I started listening to your show, because I wanted to know who this Adam Carolla was. I worship you. You're just like me.
Thank you. But, you know,
because you came first.
The reality is, Garrett, I'm no better than any of our listeners. I'm a common man of the people who's literally a millionaire and lives up on a hill.
And complains.
And complains all the time. Other than that, I'm no different than anyone else.
I wish I had your job. You complain for money.
It's great.
All right.
It's great. I know.
Oh, I love you. Anyways.
Wow. My question. It really does.
I was wondering if...
You're gay.
What?
Nothing. What's up?
I was wondering if smoking the weed would affect my bone infection.
What kind of bone infection do you have?
I have osteomyelitis.
Osteomyelitis.
Osteo.
Where?
In my trochanter, in my right leg.
In your hip? How'd you get it there?
Skateboarding.
Oh, man.
And
you get a puncture in there or something?
Yeah.
Is it chronic osteo or acute osteo?
Acute.
So
you got a does the puncture have to get to the bone?
Yeah.
Yo. Oh, boy. Just because it's going to hurt my teeth.
What was it?
What went into you?
I landed on like a metal piece of rebar.
Ooh.
Oh.
What number? Yeah, metal rebar.
Yeah, it was at the new high school where they're building.
Did you fracture the bone, too?
No.
Yeah.
And the rebar. And by the way, it was rebar?
Yeah.
Yeah, because rebar ain't a sword.
I mean, no.
Rebar, if it's the kind of rebar that was being used for, you know, some what? Foundation work or something, it's probably, you know, number four. It's like a half inch thick. And it's essentially as wide as, you know, a big magic marker.
Yeah.
So to get that to go through you, it takes some force.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I noticed it.
How long have you been on antibiotics?
I'm going into my sixth week.
Yeah. Are you on Cipro, something like that?
No, I don't remember.
Do you take IV antibiotics or you taking oral antibiotics?
I have to inject.
Are you taking, like, vancomycin?
No, it smells like pee.
Ah.
Injecting pee, okay.
Urine, I see.
Yeah.
Maybe I got a little mixed up at the lab. Hey, Garrett.
Amoxicillin?
You know what got you into trouble, don't you? You were hot-dogging again.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so take it easy. And don't get stoned and ride your skateboard.
Yeah, it's a stupid thing.
Yeah, no one ever does that. But, listen, it pops.
Well, listen,
even I'm not retarded enough to say that.
I'm the guy's God. Come on.
Yeah. But, Garrett, the smoke is not going to... It can impact healing a little bit. Cigarette smoking has been well documented to impair healing. To my knowledge, it's never been studied in pop, but I bet you it could, but it's not known to.
Oh, rebar going through, and that part of the thigh is pretty meaty.
I mean, he got right, this is where he got... The trochanter's right here.
Right.
This thing sticks out there.
Drew's pointing at his anus, by the way. Drew, do you have to actually put your finger in your pants? I see. So are you saying the bone on the hip,
yeah,
but just below the hip?
No. Where?
Yeah. Is it near my nipple? Because as you know, I like a little nipple play,
little twist. It's right this thing. That.
Oh, that. Oh, okay. So it didn't go through too much meat to get there. Okay. Through it's that sort of lump. What would it be?
Women complain about.
The big hits on women, yes.
Oh, I don't know.
Andrew?
Yeah?
What's up?
Well, I have a third ball, I think.
How long have you had that growth?
I think all my life, but I just noticed it.
Well, it can be a hernia. It can be a cyst. It can be various things. It's something that you need to talk to. It can be just the epididymis.
Why? Wait a minute. Why would you just notice it if you had it your whole life?
Well, I got used to it. You know,
you noticed it when you were three and you forgot about it?
Well, yeah, I think so.
No, you don't know. It's probably something new.
Or it's bogus.
Yeah, but it's all squishy and everything.
Yeah, it's probably a cyst. So,
what should he do?
Let a doctor take a look at it.
Okay?
Okay.
Hey, you ever do that, Drew? You walk out to your car, you notice a scratch on it, and you go, hey, when did that? That must just happen. And then you go, oh, no, that could have happened weeks ago. And you go, why'd I just notice it?
Yeah.
You ever think that way?
Yeah.
Drew had, basically someone took a ball peen hammer to the hood of his car about 2 years ago.
Yeah, one big pow.
One big, yeah, I mean, it's a crease.
Yeah.
Half hood, half fender.
Yeah.
Right in the front of the hood there.
Yeah.
It's real ugly. You don't want to fix that, huh, Drew?
My insurance, I'm on the ropes. My I think I've waited a couple years past.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you on the ropes? Your speeding tickets? Oh, the DUIs.
A couple accidents.
Oh, the vehicular manslaughter?
A couple accidents. A couple of...
Oh, was pulling the drugs over the border?
No.
Well, which one was it?
A couple accidents and a couple tickets.
Yeah, but you got that one accident. It wasn't even your fault.
That doesn't matter. That year, I was like in three accidents.
You're driving down the road and someone clips you.
Doesn't matter.
Why?
It's sort of actuarial. They don't care.
I don't like
that. You're the kind of person that gets in accidents, period. That's
I don't want to go off too crazy here, but let me just say one thing about insurance companies. You drive around for 5 years, you don't get a ticket, you pay them, and then you get a ticket, and then they want to raise your rates. I don't like that. That doesn't make sense to me. Do they have to raise it every time you talk to them? Every time you come in contact with them? And then it becomes like a form of blackmail. And people go, why don't you get your insurance? No. Shh, don't say nothing. Well, why don't you have your insurance? No, don't let them know. I go, why do you have them? Well, you got to have insurance. Yeah, but why do you have insurance if you can't utilize them? I mean, you pay them every month, right?
Yeah.
Sure, go get that thing fixed out of your own pocket. I could get a guy to fix that. I get a guy to fix that for $400.
Really?
Yes.
I would do it, but here's the other thing. I don't trust that I would be able to know who could do it properly.
I can set you up.
I'll do it. Okay. Because I would take it to the dealer.
No. You go to the dealer. Dealer to fix anything on a BMW. $1,500, $2,500 plus sodomy.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Would you like your sodomy out in the service porch or would you want it in the customer lounge? Most people prefer. It's a little cold outside. Why don't you come in the lounge? Now bend over. Are you kidding? They rape you over there.
Okay, if your friend can do it, I'll do it.
No one go to the dealer for anything. Yeah, you have one of these.
Where did your car service?
You go there. Yeah, I go there because it's free. At least the thing. But you don't have the dents pulled out.
No.
I got my car dented. It was in the garage. Hey, you want to hear satisfaction? You pull into your garage at night. Your car doesn't have a dent in it. You go down the next morning to get your car out of the garage. Your garage. Not your apartment's garage. Your garage with no one else sharing your garage. You go out there the next day, it's got a big gouge in the side of it. And then you got a couple guys working on your house going, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, okay. I guess I woke up in the middle of the night, drove it around, got it dented up, and then drove it back into the garage.
I mean, the little boy next door ran over and scratched it.
Talk about rape.
Yeah.
You get in the garage while you're home.
Did you continue to employ those guys after that story?
Yes.
Oh.
Amber?
Yeah.
I got a soft spot in my heart, and I want to continue abusing them. You're 18. What's up?
Yeah. I've been masturbating ever since I was in kindergarten.
Were you sexually abused?
No, nothing. Not at all. Like, in my whole family, we're four kids, and, like, I am the only girl that that's just, like, sex-obsessed, basically.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. Are you actually doing anything? Are you having sex with lots of guys?
Not lots. Like, I'm 18. I lost my virginity when I was 16, and,
All right, listen, to be preoccupied about sex is different than having a lot of sex with a lot of different people. It means entirely different things.
Like, you mean fantasizing?
Fantasizing and being preoccupied is normal, and they were showing recently, I just read a study that showed that there is a great deal of variability in women's experiences in sort of what you're describing.
Mm-hmm. I whacked off the same study.
But it showed that the degree to which young women are thinking about sex, preoccupied about sex, sexual, is determined by the circulating testosterone levels, androgen levels.
We're talking about this last
Male night. Hormones, yeah.
But
your biology is such that that's you. So
I think women do plenty of fantasizing about it, whereas guys, they do planning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but men, like, have to look. Women don't have to look.
Right.
They do fantasizing. Men have to, like, see.
Okay, so would you say then that women fantasize more about sex than men because men aren't fantasizing about sex until they can get in front of the VCR?
Yes.
In which case, they're not fantasizing about sex. They're just sort of absorbing sex.
Yeah, I think men are have sort of cue triggers sexually. Like, every girl they see triggers a response.
Yeah.
But if they're sitting in a dark room and their hands are not available to them.
I'm so transparent, too. I'm such a mess. You know, I'll sit home, and I swear to Christ, it'll be 1:30 in the morning. I go, okay, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Yeah, I didn't whack off tonight. I'm going to bed. I don't care. I'm tired. I got a couple glasses of wine in me. Listen, I'm not dying in my sleep. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm 36 years old. I got no problem. Let me just turn the TV set off. And then, boom. Boys, you asked for it, you got it. Girls gone wild. Girls unknown, drunk and out of control, like Havasu. And I'm like, I start watching that commercial, and it's like, all right, well, just a quick one before I go to bed. I mean, that's it. It's like...
Trigger.
Pow!
It's a cartoon.
I was down in my garage tonight. I was cleaning out... Garage? What the hell was that? I was cleaning out my garage. I was just straightening up some papers and moving some tools around and stuff. All of a sudden, pulled a piece of mail out, tore open some cellophane. Got a little present from Larry Flint. Little busty issue. Started thumbing through that down in the garage, and I was like, okay, got to head on up. See, it's like I wasn't sitting around fantasizing about women
it's
before that.
Triggered. Cue triggered.
It's not even my fault.
It's the environment.
I blame Larry Flint and the television and Western civilization and my parents and the hamper. But it's not me. I'll tell you that right now.
No, break, break, break.
We going to take a break?
Yeah.
You saying break, or just break?
Break, break, break.
Dude, you act like I'm in a truck and we're on a mountain road or something with the break, break, break. Just give me the one break. All right. Josh is 16. He wants to know if herpes can be transmitted through spit. No. Let's come up with a better one than that. Oh, they're all bad. All right. Well, no. Anderson is the only guy here. Now, Anderson is the show's engineer. He's sliding, like I said, back and forth on his chair from screening the calls to engineering the show to bleeping out all you effers who use the entire F word. So he really has his work cut out for him tonight. So we'll take a little break. All right. When we come back, we'll speak to Ryan. He's 25, has major pain during sex. It's caused him to go limp and shut down suddenly. We'll get to the bottom of that after this. I'm Adam Carolla. That is my friend and partner, Dr. Drew. He can be your friend, too, if you call 1-800-LOVE-191. Hey, that's good radio, huh, Drew?
Great radio.
That's fantastic radio. Bob, 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 Bob. All right, let's keep the good radio train rolling tonight. What do you say, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Hop on the phones, take some calls, help some people. Yes, indeed, indeed. Let's start it off by talking to Ryan. Ryan?
Hey, what's up, guys?
From west of the Rockies.
That's right. Commerce, California.
Oh, what do you know? I had no idea where you're calling from. Oh, you're calling from Commerce?
Yeah, and guess what? I'm white.
That Commerce is a real dump, isn't it?
It's not too bad, as long as you live in the right neighborhood.
All right.
What's up, Ryan?
Well, I was having sex with my girlfriend the other day, and while I was pushing in, I got a really sharp pain in my penis.
Your penis. Hmm.
And so I said, look, I got to stop. So I pulled out and went to the bathroom, see if I had to pee. And it, whenever I touched it, even the lightest touch, it would send out like a really sharp pain up it.
Hmm.
Up your penis.
Yeah. Like the whole thing would just, I couldn't even touch it. It would be like too painful to touch.
Hmm. And this started at the point you were pushing in.
Yes.
And how long before it went away?
Well, I actually went pee, and then I shook it, and then it went away after I shook it.
Maybe he had something stuck up in there.
Baby.
Baby, a pee, something like that. Raisin. So does it feel good now?
It's fine now. I mean, I haven't had sex since, but, I mean...
Have you masturbated?
Yes.
Good man.
Everything worked okay?
Yes.
All right.
It's very strange. I wonder if there's a stone or something. I mean, there are various things that can happen like that. But
you think he could have passed a stone?
Yeah.
How do you get them kidney stones? I hear those are painful.
Well, it might have been a bladder stone or even a prostate stone. There are other ones. The kidney stones form around this tiny urate crystal.
Sure.
And then they form, the most common is calcium oxalate, form crystals around that urate.
The urate crystal, that's what powered the Enterprise in Star Trek, right?
Dilithium crystals.
Oh,
yeah.
True. You really just indicted yourself by knowing that answer. Did you watch Star Trek growing up?
A little bit.
Oh,
not big time.
Little bit means a heap. A heap. Josh?
Yeah.
Hello? Josh,
I watched it in the reruns. I never watched it in the original.
Yeah. No one did. Josh, you're 16. Yeah. What's up?
Hi. Yeah. I just wanted to know if herpes could be transmitted through spit to the genital area.
Absolutely.
It can?
If somebody were having a big old outbreak and then it's in the fluid, that's how it's transmitted.
Who's spitting on your dork?
Oh, no. I was just, wondering because, my friend said he, masturbates with his spit.
Uh-huh.
And, I was wondering if he could do...
Oh, no, that's auto-inoculation. It has to come from somebody else.
You can't do it yourself?
Yeah, it's hard to auto-inoculate. Nobody knows why.
Oh, well, hold on a second. You mean if you have herpes of the mouth and you spit on your hand,
you can't... You could, but you're not as likely to.
I tell you, those guys who use the spit for lubrication really ought to. I mean, that's like a Ted Kaczynski type move. That's a real mountain man move. Jesus Christ, where are you living that you can't get your hands on some butter or some lotion? That is so low rent. That's a real white trash move, that spit on the hand.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'll do a little Raleigh Fingers type, you know, I'll do a little pitcher on the mound type move. You know what I mean?
That's just for sort of effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not really relying on anything.
I'll lick my finger like a high roller counting his money at Vegas near the pit boss. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you're right. That's just for effect. It's not really for lubrication. It just makes me feel like I'm doing something important. Jason?
Hello.
You're 20. What's up?
Well, for as long as I can remember, I've had some trouble urinating.
What does that mean, trouble urinating?
Well, the thing is that it was even before I had sex, you know. For the first
what do you mean by trouble urinating?
Okay, well, when I urinate, from time to time I have like a sensation, like a burning sensation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to rule out like a STD because like
stop. I could stop. Stop.
Okay.
So far you haven't told me about trouble urinating. You're talking about a little burning every so often?
Yeah, and also
that's normal. That's normal. Everybody gets a little burning now and then.
Okay. Also, from time to time, also.
Jason, do you have other obsessive thoughts and rituals and things?
Like not being able to speak on the radio?
Well, I'm a little nervous right now.
But do you have other sort of obsessions and things to preoccupy about stuff?
No. All right, well, anyways, back to the point. I'm sorry holding you guys up.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I also have trouble with the pressure. You know, I hear these guys go to the bathroom and it sounds like they're pouring water into the toilet or whatever. And me, it's like a slow trickle.
Well, you can have a urologist take a look at it and see if that's just your perception of, or in fact, that's really what's occurring. You know, lift weights or anything like that?
No.
Take any medications?
No.
Have any medical problems?
Not that I know of.
Okay. It's probably your own sort of preoccupation, because you sound awfully, awfully preoccupied about this stuff.
It is true. Sometimes you hit the bathroom at the airport, and it sounds like the guy's got a 32-ounce coffee cup he's dumping into the toilet.
I had a patient who used to always talk about it sounding like a horse urinating on a flat rock. Wow. Thanks for the commentary.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm coming out like wiper spray. I'm just sitting there. I mean, I can be camped at the toilet for hours trying to take a leak, but some of these guys, it's like, you know, some guys take a leak like they're one of these firefighting super tanker planes. You know, they just swoop over the toilet, drop a big load of urine, and swoop on back and catch a flight. Not me. I'm standing there working. I earn my urine. I don't take the easy way out.
And then you get that, ooh, at the end.
I get that little shiver. But I only get the little shiver if I'm in public. I don't get it when I'm alone.
You keep doing it for me.
I know.
It scares me.
Christina?
Hi.
You're 19. What's up?
I just wanted to know just what the basic things about pot, like how bad is it for you if you do it
you're fine.
Pretty regularly, yeah. But not a lot, like not every day.
You're fine.
Here's the deal. Let me tell you. If you're still developing, there's evidence that it can impair your brain's development if you're using it even moderately,
mm-hmm.
which means about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. If you're exposed to pot mildly once a week or once twice a month, something like that, probably no worse than alcohol.
Okay.
Problem is that for a subset of people with a family history of alcoholism, it can be profoundly addictive. Yeah. Profoundly.
All right, that ain't you. Pot is not good and it's not evil. It's just sort of is. It's like everything else.
What if I did do it like every day? What are those kind of
consequences? Then you need treatment to stop because you don't stop smoking at that level. It works on the reward system exactly the same way that other addictive opiate drugs do.
Yeah.
And it's a common addiction. I treat it virtually every day at my drug unit, and it's a very difficult one to stop.
What are the physical things?
Oh, shut up. Are you smoking every day?
I'm just concerned because I know people that do smoke like every day, pretty much every day. But for me, myself, I don't do it as much. But I just am concerned.
Chronic bronchitis, for sure. Maybe emphysema. Yeah, maybe heart disease. Maybe cancer.
It makes you stupid if you smoke every day. And it takes all the wind out of your sail. And you're basically what you are when you're depressed. You have difficulty doing things. Most people. Most people smoke every day. So just smoke. You do what I do. You smoke Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Thursdays. But you never, ever smoke on Tuesdays. Right, Drew?
Yeah.
We'll be back. Yeah. Love line. I'm Adam. That is Drew. You're you. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And let's get back to the phones. Megan.
Uh-huh.
You're 26?
Yes.
What's up?
Excuse me?
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
What's going on?
I have a problem. I have been seeing this guy for about a month. And we've been kind of messing around. We hadn't had sex yet. And I tried to give him a blowjob.
Nice.
And anyway, he could not stay hard and basically had to masturbate in front of me, which kind of tripped me out.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe it was a one-time thing, so I tried again. Same thing. I recently decided to try to have sex with him, and he couldn't stay hard. And basically, I feel like I'm an observer in this whole thing, and I can't do anything for this guy, and it's bothering me.
Well, you play an integral part in the whole sexual experience for him. You're the one who dances around with the bra while he whacks off, right?
I basically feel like I should have popcorn and a soda and watch the whole damn thing because I'm not doing anything.
What are you doing when he masturbates?
Well, I'm...
staring at him?
Yeah, it's like tripping out. I don't know.
What the hell are you doing?
Are you doing it? Are you dressed?
He told me he has a masturbation problem. He says he masturbates like twice a day.
Yeah.
And I basically feel like I'm competing with his own hand.
I see.
And so I don't know what to do. Like, it's really bothering me because I've never in my life ever had a problem.
Why don't you pull his hand aside and have a heart-to-heart with it? What's the guy's name?
I'm not going to say.
Why are you hanging in with this guy if it's not working at all?
Well, I mean, it's too bad because, I mean, I thought it was too good to be true. He'd come over and just cuddle me, do little things like that.
Yeah, you know something wrong with the guy.
There you go, ladies. Either gay or married to his hand.
That's what everybody's been telling me is they think he's gay.
No.
Don't think he's gay.
I don't think he's gay. I think he's weird. And there's a lot of guys out there who do this.
But, I mean, I thought, the first time I thought maybe it was because he was a little drunk. But, I mean, like, we've been together, and he hasn't been drunk, and he's still, like, I really cannot compete with his hands. And I...
What does he say? Like, it's not going to work tonight? And...
No, he just finishes himself off. I don't ever
have... Well, does he penetrate? Do you have sex?
No, I tried once.
Yeah, he puts his thumb in his ass. That's penetration.
Yeah.
I tried once, and he was inside me for a little bit. Then pulled out and, like, finished himself off. Like, he has done things to me, and that's all good, like, in that area, but I basically don't do anything. Like, I do nothing.
Does he go down on you?
Yes, and it's fine. That part's fine. But then when I try to, do the same thing for him, I can't do anything.
Do you have an orgasm?
Did I?
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, I do.
I see.
But then I just sit back, and I'm like, well, I can't do anything now. Like,
But let me just get something straight. When he's masturbating, is he looking at you?
Yeah.
Are you touching yourself? Are you naked?
Yeah, well, I'm usually naked.
I see. And he's enjoying that.
Yeah, but it makes me feel like I feel not important in the situation at all. I might as well be a magazine. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even...
Oh, okay, first off, don't start knocking magazines. Why do we have to go there, Drew? Why is everyone attacking pornography?
No, listen,
I know you take this personally.
I'm really taking it personally. Like,
I know, and I wouldn't.
It has nothing to do with you.
This guy's a little bit tweaked. He's a little bit effed up. On the other hand, he's kind of doing what works for him. Well, I think he enjoys these encounters with you.
Yeah,
has a little different approach to it than a lot of guys would.
Well, if he just stopped masturbating about 3 days, things would be just fine, probably.
See, but no, but I told him to. And so he did for 3 days, and it still, I mean, it was like a little harder for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But still was the same thing. Because
now, when he masturbates, does it get hard?
Yeah.
check out his medicine cabinet. See if he's on any medication.
I don't think he is.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we've attempted to have sex once, and I don't consider it sex because it was, like, not very long, and he just went limp. I mean, like, it couldn't stay hard.
It must be uncomfortable for him, too. Think about that.
It's just really creepy, and I can't figure out if it's me or if it's, I don't know. It's really insulting to me.
No, it's not you. You could lose a few pounds, don't get me wrong, but it's not you. It is not you. He would do this with anyone.
Well, I don't know the thing is he's a really nice guy, and I don't know if I want to see him anymore, and so I don't know how to bring it up, saying, well, it's because you jerk off too much. Like, that sounds like such a show.
Well, it's not that, though. It's not that.
That's part of it.
But it's more the guy's mindset.
Yeah.
Because he went 3 days without doing it and still had the same problem.
Right. He's good goofy.
I think hang with it just a little longer, see if you can break through, see if you can work it out. Right. I get the feeling that guys like this are one good outing away from sort of getting it.
Breaking through.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you, I'm going to go home and kiss my penis. Thank God. Thank you,
if
baby.
If you could, you'd never come back in here.
Thank you for not letting me down and humiliating your master that way. Oh, yes. You know, a lot of people say they name their penis.
Yeah.
My penis named me.
Ooh.
That's how much control it has. Angela?
Hi.
You're 41?
Yes.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
I just want to say hi to both you guys. You guys are both hot.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew.
Angela?
I fantasize about you all the time.
Wow.
And I see you in a robe. You have this real sexy, slinky robe on, silky robe.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I fantasize about you. I seen you a long time ago on cable TV, and ever since then, I listen to your show every single night.
Just because of
Adam,
one,
you're hot.
One viewing on cable TV, huh?
Yeah, it was a while back. And Adam, you're hot.
Yeah. What am I wearing when you fantasize about me?
Nothing.
Nice.
So big boner. Anyway, I'm 41.
Big one, huh?
I'm 41.
That is a fantasy.
I'm laying here in bed, and I'm always thinking about you guys. I listen to you guys every single night.
Yeah. Do we ever do stuff to each other?
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
No, he means Adam and I.
I mean me and Drew.
All three of us.
Oh, yeah, but and do I do stuff to Drew while we're doing stuff?
No. Yeah.
No, see.
No.
She's much more realistic.
You're just kind of spanking my butt. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because you've been naughty.
Yeah. I just want you know something. I was wondering if it's normal to be horny 24/7 every day.
Yeah.
41?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. It's a cruel, cruel joke God plays on the ladies. Because you weren't
I love it, though.
Yeah, I know. But you weren't this...
And then the fantasize, you guys talk about fantasizing all the time?
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But you weren't as bad when you were 16.
No.
Yeah.
I was like from 26 on.
This is what Adam's talking about.
Yeah. 26 seems to be about the age.
Full throttle.
With a steady increase up to the 40s.
I know. All you ladies that are riding high and mighty now, believe me, the worm will turn one day.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to keep on going until I die. I love you guys. You guys are hot, and I think you guys are great.
Yeah. Are you employable?
Yes.
Where do you work?
For myself. I don't want to reveal over the...
What kind of work you do?
Huh?
What kind of work?
Strings, beads at home.
No drugs.
Dancing?
No drugs. I like to stay... matter of fact, I stay straight. I like sex when I'm straight. I don't have to do any kind of drugs.
Yeah.
No pot, nothing.
Hey, Angela?
Yes?
I said strings, beads. I didn't say shoot.
Strings, beads. No.
Kind of, she thought it was some sort of aphorism.
I just fantasize about you and Dr. Drew.
What kind of work do you do?
Yeah, okay.
I can't say over the phone.
But what kind of work?
Oh, hold on a second.
Service?
Let me tell you a little something I've learned about people who can't talk about their work. They work at the coin-op laundry. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey.
Angela's your biggest fan. Give her a break.
Okay, but find me someone who had a good job that they didn't like talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Show me a guy who was a taster at a beer factory that didn't want to discuss that great job.
Or I'm CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah, show me that person.
Huh.
Angela?
I can't say.
All right, listen.
What kind of work? It's what kind?
I could get in trouble.
Service.
You work at home.
Government.
Who's going to get in trouble?
Okay, yeah.
Where's your boss?
Yeah,
in the closet?
Yeah, right. I'll just do Andrew. Yeah, the government. Uh-huh, yeah. Spank me harder. Yeah, sure. Okay. Hello?
Hey, baby?
Yeah.
Do people tell you you're nuts every day?
Uh-huh.
I mean, are you on any medication?
No.
Really?
No. I'm just like a naturally fun, crazy person. And I'm full of pep.
Well, you're having fun, but what about the poor SOBs who have to be around you?
I don't have them right now.
I mean people. I'm talking about society. I'm not talking about your man.
Come on.
No, people
She's
like
been
me.
Kind to you.
All right.
People like me. I have no problem.
Really?
I was abducted in broad daylight.
Remember that one?
Yeah. Hey, Angela?
Uh-huh.
Really, are you supposed to be on some medication?
No.
Be honest.
I could be, though.
Yeah, like...
What kind would you suggest?
One of those serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Maybe an antipsychotic medication, perhaps an anti-seizure medication. Drew, what do you think?
Mood stabilizer, yeah.
Mood stabilizer?
Valium or something, maybe, yeah.
Something.
But I'm this way all the time, though, so...
Yeah. I bet you have your dark days, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. Don't call during those days, all right?
No, I won't. All right, I'll only call when I'm, you know, you turn me on immensely.
Thank you. You have any kids?
No.
Good
no
girl.
Kids.
Good girl. Why? Are you infertile?
No, I just chose not to have any.
Good.
The boyfriend?
I love kids.
Boyfriend?
No, I was married 15 years, but I left my husband because he was doing drugs, so
yeesh.
I'm no longer with him, so.
Good. All right. Well, you listen to us and you fantasize about us, right?
Oh, every day.
Yeah, let's have a little fun. You ready?
Every night. Okay.
Remember that big boner I had?
Uh-huh.
It's out right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm coming at you, baby.
Oh, boy.
Turn over.
I love you guys.
I'm going to slap your ass.
I'm going to call you guys again.
Please do.
I love you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Yikes.
Why is everyone who loves us nuts, Drew? Do you understand that? We got two callers, nuts and sleeping.
Mm-hmm. It's nuts and super. Super.
Oh, man, was she nutty. Kenny?
Yeah?
You're 15. What's up?
What's up, dude? I just like to say, Adam, you and Dr. Drew should be kings.
Thank you.
And the only reason Dr. Drew gets to be king is to keep you in line, Adam. That's what he's good for.
All right. That's about all he's good for.
Okay, what's going on?
Oh, and doing things like drawing me a bath.
Yeah, he could do stuff like that.
And cupping my sack when I urinate and things like that. All right, what's up, Kenny?
One of my balls is kind of bigger than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend not to get stuff like that. I don't get sick ever.
Yeah. Hey, I got news for you. You're 15.
Yeah, I know.
Give it time.
And I just wondered if, like, because I just noticed it, and I just wondered, like, what kind of cancers and stuff it could be.
No, I don't think it's cancer. But unless you can really feel something hard inside the sac, then you can get testicular cancers. But testes can be one bigger than the other. You can get cysts in there. And sometimes they just position differently. They flip around. One makes one look better, bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so what should he do?
I don't know. I'm tired of saying,
go see a doctor?
Yeah.
Because why call this show?
Yeah.
Well, but what should he do?
That's what he should do.
All right.
You need to go to the doctor and get checked out.
Rachel?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, and a lot of times when we're having sex, I feel like I'm being violated. I feel like I'm being raped.
Have you ever been raped before?
No.
It's just the way he makes you feel?
Yeah, sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes.
What is he precisely does he do to make you feel that way?
We're just
binds your feet with duct tape and gags.
Yeah, I could see that would feel that way.
We're just having sex. I mean,
mm-hmm. So nothing unusual, nothing in his behavior and his attitude.
No.
Hmm. Yeah, I have the same problem with the government, Drew. What do you think?
Yeah, but they are raping you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Rachel.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think you would feel like you're being raped when you weren't being raped, and you'd never been raped before?
I don't know. I just I feel really uncomfortable, and I just feel like I don't want him there. I want him away. And
yeah, you're 18. You sound like a little girl.
Yeah.
What's up? When did you lose your virginity?
16.
Same guy?
Yeah.
Nothing before that?
No.
Your dad an alcoholic?
No.
No. Nothing?
Well, he's an asshole, but he's not an alcoholic.
Right.
That's better.
There we go.
He ever do anything? Ever beat on you or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did. All right. Anything else?
I don't know.
A little sexual abuse, perhaps?
A little.
Sprinkling? Yeah, my dad gave me sprinkling of sexual abuse.
Oh, my God.
Perfectly normal, perfectly.
So is this guy you're with now sort of an asshole?
No, he's not. He's a really nice guy. That's why I feel really bad, because he really tries and he's really patient. I just can't.
Well, maybe that's the problem, that having somebody genuinely available to you is uncomfortable.
What kind of sexual abuse did your dad perpetrate on you?
I was small. I don't remember a lot of it, really.
Yeah.
I just have snatches of things that just don't really seem right.
Snatches of things?
Like what?
Like when you close your eyes, you see a snatch of things?
Well, I mean, I just remember being small and laying with him, like, naked. I don't remember him actually touching me and stuff.
Yeah, but you think you were sexually abused?
Well, I know another person that did. It wasn't my dad, though.
That sexually abused you?
Yeah.
Who was that? When was this?
I was probably in about second grade.
Who was it?
It was the grandfather of one of our babysitters.
Oh, so a younger gent. And wouldn't you call that rape?
I don't know, I guess.
All right, well, there you go. I think that's it. True.
Yep.
please stop using my mic cord.
What do you care?
As taffy. Why? Because I break wind in this place and the mic goes on the fritz. You yanking on that thing means the mic's going to go down. No, that was... Shut up, Anderson. Hey, Rachel?
Uh-huh.
You got to get a little therapy, baby.
Okay.
And, see what I'm saying?
It's hard to know whether it's just that...
Well, listen, the grandfather of your babysitter molests you when you're 6 or 7 years old. You got to work that out.
But she's struggling with what is it about this current relationship that's not working for
her. Well, she's in it.
Yeah, maybe too available. She may not like the vulnerability.
No, she's in it. That's why it's not working.
I mean, every other aspect is okay but that.
I know, but you understand you had your sexual antenna kind of bent at an early age with your dad and your babysitter's grandfather and that experience growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to take care of that. You have to sort that out so that you can enjoy your relationship.
Okay.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Fantastic. That's a plan. You need to look into it.
Okay.
Talk to a counselor.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
You understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, of course she feels like she's being raped by her boyfriend because she got raped by some old man when she was 7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why is that so hard to figure out?
No, right, I understand.
And boy, I was like, you ever get raped? No.
Never.
Anything like that? No.
Never.
Ever sexual? No. Oh, gee, we're stumped. Why does it feel like you're getting raped by your...
Where's that? Was he an asshole? Oh, total asshole. No, he's an alcoholic? No.
Asshole.
Asshole.
Assaholic. Liz?
Yes?
You're 21?
Oh, hi, Drew. Hi.
Yep.
I mean,
other guy?
Drew, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Okay. Well, I have, like, two quick questions, kind of, but one's more fun than the other.
Are you drunk?
No.
Okay.
No. I just, like, wasn't knowing when I was going to come on because I was hearing the other conversation spacing out.
Okay, better.
But, okay, I've gotten my period regularly for, like, since I started when I was, like, probably, like, 12.
Mm-hmm.
And since 15, I've been getting it for, like, 3 days. It'll last 3 days. And that's about the longest.
All right.
But recently, like, the past maybe year or so, it's been, like, it'll be going on for 2 days, but then all of a sudden it'll stop. And I'll go, oh, cool, it's over. But then it'll come back, like, a day and a half later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why, because, you know, I'll say to my boyfriend, it's over, and then when we're having sex, after we're done or whatever, it, like, comes pouring out, and I don't, you know, it just totally freaks me out, because I'll think it's done.
Well, sex can stimulate bleeding, so it may have actually been done, but the fact that you're having sex a couple
times. Liz sounds like she's 9.
No, I'm 21.
Oh, you're 21. You're not 9?
No.
Okay, I thought you were 9.
No.
Yeah. See, I said sounds like. Yeah.
Could it be because I usually get cramps maybe like 4 days before, maybe 5 days before, and I'll take Excedrin.
Right.
And, or, you know, some kind of like Pamperin one day, like stopped it for like 2 days, and then it came back. And I thought it might be that, but.
No.
Pamperin stops?
No.
Your menstrual flow? I mean, you got to shove the box up there, right?
No, I take when, you know, what.
Oh, you take them?
What it calls for.
Maybe
like 2 pills a day or something like that.
Hey, Liz.
Oh, yeah?
Liz. You in junior college?
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Why?
Yes, you are. I can hear junior college. I smell junior college on you.
Why is that?
It's just a, you know, it's a little, you know how Spider-Man had that spidey sense that would tingle?
Oh, yeah.
When there's danger? I get that with junior college.
That and metal.
Yeah. I know when girls go to junior college and when guys work around metal.
And when guys go to junior college.
And when guys go to junior college. That's junior college, everyone. Junior college for people who want to go to college, except for they shouldn't.
They can't.
They can't, but they do anyway. All you people who can't go to college? Oh, yeah, you can. Go to junior college. Waste everyone's time. All right. Hold on, I got to talk to her a little more. Liz? What are you studying over there in junior college?
Well, I used to go to Cal State Long Beach, but I really hated it.
No way.
Yes, I went like 2 weeks right after I graduated high school.
Right, but you just showed up.
No, I actually...
They threw you off the campus, right?
No, I stopped going there on my own.
I see.
I really hated that school.
Because it made you use paper and stuff?
No, I didn't like the campus. I didn't like the area. I didn't like anything about Long Beach.
All right, baby. All right, you take care of that self. No, what's she going to do? Go to the gynecologist?
Yeah, I mean, if you're sexually active, you've got to be getting pap smears every year anyway, but it doesn't sound like anything. It doesn't sound like the kind of irregular periods you see from cysts and endometriosis, that kind of thing.
Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I didn't want to talk to you. Drew's right. Sarah?
Hi.
You're 26.
I am.
Kevin, I'll get back to you in a second. What's up, baby?
Well, I had a birthday on Monday, and my boyfriend, who I've been dating for a few weeks, kind of fulfilled a fantasy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Really into bondage and being dominated and that type of thing. So he tied me up, and there was some inanimate objects involved.
And
since Monday, I have a problem controlling my bladder, like if I cough or sneeze or something.
Right, because it's outside of your body now?
Yeah.
You got hooked on a bowling pin when he pulled it out, and he pulled it out of you? Well, women lose parts through the vagina?
Just the soul.
Just the soul.
No.
To me, the vagina is like a Bombay door that's been left open on an airplane. You know, I picture like junk falling out when they're running. That's why women shouldn't jog. Parts fall right out of that.
Oh,
it's just a hole there.
That's
like a chute. It's like an organ chute.
No, I'm really worried, though, that maybe I might have hurt something. Or
you might have, or you might have an infection.
What happened to you that you're into bondage?
I don't know.
Well, who whacked you out?
Nobody.
Seriously, what went on with you?
Nothing. I had a perfectly wonderful childhood.
Someone beat on you a little bit?
No.
Huh? What was that? Oh. Uh-oh. That's her kid.
Yeah?
Her kid was, like, crying and she hung up. All right, Mama. Mama's into bondage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great. That kid should be taken away and raised by Himalayan goats. Much better chance. Much better chance of turning out normal.
Oh, boy.
Bondage Mama. You know what I love about all you screwball parents? No. The kid doesn't know.
Oh.
He doesn't know. No. He doesn't get bound up in duct tape and inserted into my vagina. He's just in the next room. Let me explain about the kid doesn't know. Close your eyes and picture any real deviant historically. Manson, Hitler, any of these idiots. Now, they didn't have to do whatever they were doing to other people to their kids.
Right.
It was just they were their parents.
Right. That's the dad. That's the mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not that
kids are extraordinarily tuned into who the parent is.
Yeah, it's not that your kid isn't chained to the radiator watching your boyfriend of 2 weeks sodomize you with a table lamp. No. His mother is a bondage freak. That's his hell. Hey, be better off that he witnessed whatever happened to you just once and then had a good mama. But he lives with the bondage weirdo chick. And listen, all you people that say, this is just what I'm into, BS. Something's up with you. Something snapped. Something's wrong. You bondage weirdos, something's up. You understand? I know you like it. I know it feels good. But something's wrong with you. Take my word for it. We'll be back. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's my frisky partner over there. Dr. Drew is a very passionate man.
Very.
Very passionate. He's very passionate. I
like nipples.
I like the little nipple play.
Yeah.
That's me. Drew's passionate. I enjoy a little nipple play. I'm not a passionate man, although I seem to get very passionate about a lot of things that don't seem to make sense.
Or matter. Yeah.
More important.
Yeah. Oh, I never wanted a left-turn signal so much as today trying to get through Hollywood.
Yeah.
That town, during rush hour?
Mm-hmm.
Forget it. You cannot turn. There's gridlock.
Yeah, you know, they had the opening of the Lion King. Oh, you're going. Do your kids want to go?
They don't know about it yet. But
they don't?
But I ran into all that mess.
You give me $20 right now or I'll call them, I swear to Christ, and tell them all about it. Because you know your kids are going to have to go.
I know.
Don't stop spoiling those kids. You understand?
Right, they're not going to Lion King.
Yeah. What are your kids, 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was 7, you know what I was doing? Sitting in a theater watching Pepe on.
Ooh.
Watching a movie where a guy was getting raped in prison.
You understand? 7?
7.
Oh, my God.
What year did Pepe on come out? 70, 71, 72?
Yeah, 70, I think.
Saw it in the theater. My dad was such a horrible parent. He wanted to go see Papillon.
And he had to babysit you.
And I was with him, therefore, so I had to go see Papillon with him. Papillon is a movie, a true movie, allegedly true, about a counterfeiter from France who went to French Guiana, where they used to have a penal colony there. And it was a god-awful, horrible situation where these guys were put in these, like, you know, sweat boxes and had their heads cut off and, you know, gay erotica, getting shot with spears by headhunters. Have you seen Papillon?
No.
Great movie, but a horrible, violent, graphic. Papillon is probably, you know, it's Midnight Express.
Right, right, right.
Of the early 70s.
Right.
Dustin Hoffman, Steve McQueen, great movie, but as hairy a movie as you'll ever want to see. And a true story, so you can really freak out when you're watching it.
No, you were seven.
73. He's getting strangled by the guards. There's an infirmary scene where a guy puts a flower in another guy's mouth and slides his hand down his panties. I'm sitting there, 73. I guess I'm 9 at 73. 9 years old watching that. And it's great when you're a kid, too, because you go, hey, Adam, what do you think the chances you end up in a penal colony in French Guiana are? 50%? 50%? 50-50. I'd say. It's about 50-50.
When I get there, this is what it's going to be like.
Yeah. I'm already mapping out my escape strategy for, you know, 15 years when I end up in French Guiana in a prison colony.
Oh.
It's great. That's the thing about being kids. You can't go to see those movies. You figure that's going to be you. Well, if not you, at least your best buddy will end up there. One of you. I mean, 50-50, right? True, you got to see that movie. It's a great movie. But, man, is it graphic. Oh, brutal. He's eating bugs. He's in solitary for years with no light. He's getting strangled by guards. You know, there's a great scene where Dustin Hoffman and him break out, and they hop over the prison wall. Dustin gets a compound fracture of his ankle and shin area. They get him drunk on a sailboat and straighten it. It's like he's drinking rum, and they take a knife, you know, big buck knife that they're heating up over a fire. They gotta cut it and get the fluid out of it.
Yeah.
Like, put this red-hot buck knife on Dustin Hoffman's swollen ankle, and he's, like, screaming bloody murder, and they're holding him while he's screaming and writhing with pain. That took a few years off, but I really did.
Hey, okay? You're right.
Okay. 50-50 chance you'll end up in a prison colony in French Guiana. What are the chances you have to have your ankle set with a red-hot buck knife?
100%.
On a boat?
100%.
No, 50.
50%.
50. And the Hillside Strangler's on the loose. What are the chances he comes by your place? 50. That's about 50%. 40. 45, 50. Okay. But when you combine those three, you're at 150.
Yeah, you're one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
One of them's going to hit. Josh?
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah.
Josh?
Come here.
So are we.
Joe and Adam?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm like a long-time listener.
Wow. And you don't know the routine, huh?
No.
What's up?
First time caller, though.
Okay, what's going on?
Earlier tonight, I had intercourse with a new friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Huh?
What was his name?
Her.
Oh, her.
Yeah, I'm not gay.
I see.
And during the intercourse,
my
condom ripped.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. And I'm not sure if I ejaculated or not.
You're not sure?
Really?
No.
You're just not sure if you ejaculated in her or not.
Yeah.
Right.
And I wanted to know how long it would take for the sperm to reach an egg or whatever.
It depends if there's an egg there now or not. The pregnancies occur within 24 hours of the egg being released. The sperm can last up there for up to 3 days.
Who's got the egg, the guy or the chick?
Chick got the egg.
Chick with the egg,
right. So what you want to do is take that morning after pill, the emergency contraception that prevents the egg from being released at all, so the sperm just goes away.
The guy's got the sperm and the egg, you're saying?
He's just got the sperm. Got the sperm. Not anymore. He doesn't release that.
But he'll get new sperm?
Get new sperm.
And so she needs to get the morning after pill?
The sooner the better. It's 90% effective at 24 hours, 70% effective over 3 days.
Kevin?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
I got a little problem. Every time I'm done after having sex with my girl, it's like I'm still hard and I'm still want some more.
But it's like she tied up to the first one, and it's like I'm kind of stuck because, you know, I want some more, and she don't want no more.
Maybe some Courvoisier.
So it's like I'm wondering if that's, you know, normal for me. You know, it's like, it's abnormal. I ain't sure. But it's like, if I've been with some girls, and they like it. They like, oh, yeah, okay, he's still hard, so let's go for some more. But this girl right here, she don't like it, so.
Well, are you a Japanese guy?
No, man, no.
Japanese? Korean?
No, Mexican.
No. You're not Mexican. Are you Mexican?
Yeah.
Wow. You got a little black in you. Come on.
No.
Yeah, Mexican guys don't say Mo. I say Budweiser.
Come on, man.
Come on, say Budweiser.
Bud.
No, because if you go Budweiser, that means you're Mexican.
No, we will say Jose Cuervo and Squirt.
All right. Hey, Orale. Okay.
Kevin,
right.
You're fine. You're fine. You're lucky. I don't know. Was she, you wore her out. How long before you ejaculated the first time? No, he didn't say it. He didn't say it.
I don't know. Did he say it?
No. Go ahead.
All right.
Hey, where'd he go?
Hey, Anderson says he said the S word.
You there, Kevin?
Yeah.
How long before you come?
About 20, 25.
25 minutes. She's tired. That's all.
All right.
She's done.
You need two women.
But it's like some girls that they like it, though.
That's right. Some do and others aren't built that way.
Yeah, I guess so.
And this one isn't. You got to be sensitive to what she likes, where she is.
Oh, yeah.
You're very, very, very passionate.
Yeah. You're very passionate, man.
Very lucky.
Well, maybe y'all need to hook me up with a girl that's out there that likes this type of guy, right?
I like Kevin.
I do too.
You don't
no, I'm all right with him. Listen, you got to get up early because he's got to mow the lawn tomorrow. All right. Where the hell are we? Anderson, what's that look for? What's that up?
What's mow the lawn?
I said mow the lawn.
Just watching you.
There's a wives' tale out there that black males have larger penises.
That guy was Mexican, though, right? No way. No way. David?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm calling you guys to ask you if I have some advice.
All right.
Come
on, we get straight. You want advice?
Yeah.
Well, normally, it's not the kind of show we do, but all right.
Saturday, I went to a rave.
Mm-hmm.
And I met with a couple of friends, female friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to have some sexual fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so we we went to a house, and we started having an orgy. There's four of us all together. And
what house?
Her house, a girl's. If I don't know if I'm allowed to mention her name or not.
Well, you don't. Whatever.
Okay, it was at a girl's house.
I see.
Her parents were gone and stuff.
Nice.
And so we're over there, we're doing our thing, all right, and two of her friends come over, two more female friends. And so while we're doing our thing, they come inside and they join us.
You and this girl, and now two friends come over.
No, it was me and this girl and three of her friends, and then two more of them came over.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school and I banged these five chicks.
And so we're messing around, having a good time and everything.
You and the five chicks?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Everything I think of.
What do you mean?
Oral.
You were getting oral sex?
Everything. Oral sex. I was giving oral sex. Everything.
You were getting oral sex from five of them?
Well, not all five of them, but, you know, one by one, you know.
Yeah, no, I know not all five had you in the mouth at the same time, but what I mean is all five of them took turns doing this on you. Really?
Because that was the only guy.
Oh, I see. Hey, you need to kill yourself tonight. Because this is it, brother. You know what the rest is? You're be working at a Noggles and married to some fat chick who chews gum and smokes at the same time. This is it. You kill yourself.
Anytime soon.
I don't care. You kill yourself tonight. This is it. It's one big downhill slide. Hey, you're going nowhere. Well, why? You're killing yourself tonight. That's it.
Listen, real quick, please.
That was the Super Bowl. Do you understand?
Super Bowl.
Yeah. What happened was is that today I went to school, and my friend introduced me to his new girlfriend. I looked at her good enough. It was one of the girls.
No, it was not.
I swear on everything.
No, it wasn't.
And this is like one of my best.
You looked at her good enough. Did you really examine her?
Yeah.
She was giving you a BJ 48 hours earlier.
Really tell from
what?
Her breast is what really I can tell from. She was like the biggest one out of the bunch.
Wait a minute. You were hanging out with the chick for a few hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You didn't...
No, the one that, she's actually one of them that came over later at the house.
All right. All right. I'm not so sure I believe him. First off, I wouldn't go, you know, I'd go to school in the back of a convertible Cadillac.
As to the problem.
Sitting on the top that was folded down and waving.
Yeah, the problem is if you do believe him, you're going to have to kill yourself. That's why you don't want to believe him.
I refuse to believe him.
Right.
All right, here's the deal.
It's.
Let's say it is. Let's say this is a true story. Oh, for Christ's sake, with these goddamn raves and the drugs and everything, what's happening to these young guys? I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. Where were all these raves when I was growing up? Where were all these screwed up chicks? Where was all the oral? Where has all the oral gone? Long time passing. Who sung that?
Turtles.
Oh, Jesus. All right. I wouldn't say anything, would you?
No.
If your friend has a girlfriend that you basically raped with her other friends a couple of days earlier, just don't say anything.
But maybe help him.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. You know what you save it for? You save it for when you guys have a big argument. Then you pull it all out. You let it fly. All right, we'll take a little break. When we come back... Chelsea fantasizes about teachers when she masturbates.
Okay.
Yeah, you want that one?
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
After this. Yeah. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800. Oh, forget about that. Carrot Top and Insane Clown Posse are going to be in here next week.
Kind of a shame that she couldn't get them both in here on the same night.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been entertaining?
Carrot Top's a freaky dude. I think Carrot Top's had some plastic surgery done.
No way.
Are you making fun of me?
Why
would Carrot Top have plastic surgery done? What are you saying? You're saying no way sarcastically?
No. What would he have had?
I don't know. I think he has. I think he's like 50.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know, I think it's funny.
Younger.
Say anything you want about Carrot Top. I guarantee he goes to Vegas and makes $75,000 a week. I swear to Christ. Every time I'm in Vegas, I see Carrot Top over there. And laugh all you want. But like I said, these guys go to Vegas and they clean up. Do you hear me, Drew?
Yeah.
All right. Chelsea?
Yeah?
Hey, Drew, talk. I got a fart here.
All right, Chelsea, go ahead.
Whenever I masturbate, all I think about
Whoa.
Is...
Whoa.
Okay.
Huh?
All right, we got
Drew
it.
Farted.
Nuh-uh.
So...
Oh,
no.
Anderson hates this fart. Oh, sure, that's good. That was a good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Thank you.
Fart.
Yeah, as a doctor, give me your professional opinion on that one. Seven?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember that night? It was all nines and tens.
Please.
Oh, boy.
It's like a post-traumatic stress rash.
Now, this is wonderful.
Yeah. That's Huel on speed and two cups of coffee. Chelsea?
Yeah.
All right, so you fantasize about teachers when you masturbate?
Yeah, but, like, it's only teachers. Like, I can't get off when I'm thinking about, like, guys my age. I mean, they're not that much older. They're in, like, their, I don't know, late 20s.
Yeah, it's
32 or something.
So,
I mean, they're not. I'm not talking about teachers who are like in their 40s or 50s.
Gross, grotesque. Yeah, like old man teacher Drew.
Yeah, but see, then he looks like he's in his 20s or 30s, so that bounces out.
Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hot. Clean living and low self-esteem. He's a man looking young.
So my question was, is this kind of like showing me part of my future where I'm not going to like be with guys more my age?
Do you have some reason to sort of be driven to guys older?
I was sexually abused by two of my brothers when I was younger.
No, it's not that. Yeah. What else?
There you go.
Two of your brothers?
Yeah.
Your blood...
One was blood and one was step.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
How old were you then?
I was 5 the first time and 11 the second time.
The second time was with the stepbrother?
No, second time was with biological.
How old was the real... Okay. When you were 5, how old was the stepbrother?
Like 13 or 14.
Mm. I'd say if I wasn't so tired, I'd cry. And what about when you were 11, how old... was your brother?
16.
And what did you do with your biological brother?
I gave him head.
And what is up with him?
I didn't know.
No, not you. Well, what's up with the family? Is it a complete mess?
It's a little disorganized.
A little?
Word.
What does that mean?
It sounds like a Chinese fire drill going on in there. Yeah. A little disorganized.
My parents divorced when I was, like, in preschool, and my dad remarried, and then he and my stepmom had younger brothers, like, than I am.
Right.
And then my mom, she and her partner lived together. Like, life partner lady. And
life partner lady, I see.
And then her son came to live with us, too. And this happened when I was, like, in preschool, so she, like, raised me also.
Right. It's ironic that the son of the lesbian's doing the raping.
Yeah.
All right. So everything's a mess, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
You should sue your parents.
And I'm
They're worse than mine.
I'm the only girl out of six boys.
Oh, wow.
I'm right in the middle.
Oh. Fantastic. And what about, and what's your biological brother? Was he 16?
Yeah.
Something now?
And that was about the time that he started using heroin. So he is basically the messed up one in the family.
Right.
Yeah, what is he, where is he now? Is he in the service or in jail or?
No, he's.
Working for the federal government?
No, he's working and he's. I don't know if I'd say trying to get his life back together.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
All right. So, Chelsea, you listen, you've been through hell, baby. I'm sorry you had to grow up around all these idiots. I know, it's a mess.
But the thing is now, like, I've only had, like, two boyfriends.
And good.
The second one I was with, I didn't do anything with him just because I got so nervous. And
yeah.
I'm wondering, is this going to affect, like, the rest of my life so I can't...
Yes.
Well, nuts you can't. It's going to affect your relationships, yes. Having come from a family like that, absolutely.
Oh.
Profoundly affect your relationships. This is what therapy is
for. My dad took me to see Papillon. I'm still in therapy. Chelsea, listen to me, baby. Listen to me.
Okay.
All of you, listen to me. But especially you, Chelsea.
Okay.
You got two choices. You're a smart person. You know, I don't give that compliment out too much on this show, but you got it together. You're all right. I can hear it in your voice. You're 16. You got a good head on your shoulders.
Thank you.
All right. Now, you've had a real bad hand dealt to you. And sometimes, and this happened to me, I think it happens to a lot of people, you get dropped off in the middle of a crappy, chaotic family. It's like you're some alien. You're like Mork from Ork. You get dropped down in the middle of a mess. You got a screwed up dad. You got a mom with a life partner and a molesting stepbrother. I mean, these people are effed up beyond belief, all of them. And it's like you're some visitor from another planet that got plopped down in the middle of it. And you would have gladly picked up and left if you could. I mean, if you got dropped down in the middle of that band of drunken gypsies you call a family, when you were 18, 19 years old, you would have looked around that house and got right back in your car and kept driving.
Right.
But unfortunately, you were an infant, and then you were three, and then you were five, and then you had this stepbrother, biological brother, doing things to you. Understand, it's not your fault. You got dropped in the middle of it. Now, here's the problem. You got to undo what they did to you. And that's going to take a little work. It's going to take some therapy. It's going to take some reading. It's going to take some walks. It's going to take some discipline. You have to discipline yourself, and this goes for all of you. You discipline yourself like anyone with a disability. If you have a problem with blood sugar, you got to get on your insulin. Is that right, Drew?
Yep.
Yeah. If you got bad vision, you got to wear glasses. You have a problem, and it's no less important than any medical problem that anyone else has. But here's the good news. Just like the person with the medical problem, if they stay with it, if they keep on their medication, if they do what the doctor says, to live a long, normal, and healthy life. Okay?
There you go.
That's what you need to do, Chelsea.
Okay.
But you let this one go, and you're gonna have your leg cut off, just like a diabetic that doesn't take his medicine.
Okay, I'm starting to go to therapy. Is
good.
Is going to help me, or am
yes.
I going to like think about older guys? Like
no.
No, you'll be
don't
good.
Worry about it. You just go to therapy. Throw yourself on the mercy. Is it a woman?
Yes.
Good. Lesbian?
No.
Just be open.
Ask. Okay, just go there. Wide open. Work it out. You'll be fine.
Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
All right. Take care, Chelsea.
Okay.
All right. Oh, these horrible families. Eric?
Hi.
You're 29?
Yes.
You want to know if it's okay for your 18-year-old girl to date a 16-year-old guy?
No. I was calling because I have an issue with the advice that you gave the 18-year-old guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Telling her it was okay for her to date a 16-year-old guy.
Right.
I listen night after night after night.
Right.
You're talking about 18-year-old guys who date 16-year-old girls being criminals.
Right.
And yet, tonight you said it's okay for her to date this guy. It's a total double standard.
No, it's not.
Well, first of all, we don't talk about 18-year-old and 16-year-old guys.
Listen.
19-year-old and 16-year-old, we'd say that.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. How dare you? First off, here's the deal. First, there's differences between men and women. And to say... And I'm going to put you on hold because your line is effed up. But here's the deal. To say, oh, you said it's okay for a guy to do this, it's not okay for a girl to do that. He says it's okay for a girl to do this, but not for a guy to do that. Hey, fine. That's fine. One has a vagina, the other has a penis. You know, if you said to me, hey, would you let your 16-year-old son go camping with his buddies, whatever? I'd go, hell yes. And if he said, would you let your 16-year-old daughter? I'd go, hell no. And people go, well, that's a double standard? Yeah, that's right. There's differences. They don't get drafted into the military service. They can wear pants and skirts. They live 7-8 years longer than men. They get a break on their auto insurance. They have things called babies and ovaries. There's all kinds of differences. They bleed once a month. All sorts of differences between men and women. And I'm fine with those differences. That's the biological clock ticking. One thing that women have. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Anderson, what are you laughing at? Is he yelling at Drew? I talk more during the commercials of the show than I do on
the air. I still want a commercial-only show.
All right. Maybe next week we'll do an all-commercial love line.
Breaks only.
We just hear me complain to Drew about life during the commercials. All right, Drew, I can see you're tired.
Oh.
Drew, you be asleep by 12:33 tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I'll just be hitting my masturbatory stride. My red wine. It's semen and red wine at the Corolla house.
I'll think of you.
You open the door. Big. It's like a...
Splash.
Big. Yeah, you open the door. It's a tidal wave of semen and red wine. That's nice. After 12:30 at night.
Nice.
Come on over, kid.
Parfait.
I want to thank... big semen parfait. I want to thank Guy Anderson for doing a great job tonight. This poor guy slid back and forth of that chair like he was producing a Super Bowl from the truck.
Yep.
Really did a wonderful job doing the screening and whatnot. So, until next time, Sam Crowley for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Pitchers of beer and shaking my ass. These are the things that I make my living from.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilson.